News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Interesting potential precedent for Irish universities, because nearly 200,000 young adults in England have joined a claim against universities arguing that they didn't receive the education they paid for during the COVID pandemic. With us is Megan Byrne from Phoenix Law, which is the firm that is representing people in the Northern Ireland end of that claim. Megan, the claim, presumably all of these people exited with degrees at the end. Is that not fundamentally what they paid for, and did they not get it?
Well, I think we're starting to hear reports. Sorry, first of all, good morning. Probably should say that first. But no, I think what we're starting to see is there's a trend where we've got some university students who did exit with a degree, but some ultimately didn't. Some were really, really emotionally distressed by the fact that they weren't getting the degree that they signed up for. And they ended up exiting university before the end of their with a degree, but still have put themselves in significant debt from maybe the year or two that they did spend at university.
And are the universities to some extent not covered by acts of God, where they can say, well, it was not our fault that we were forced to do online?
Well, I think initially that would be the first thought that everybody has. But we argue, no, that sometimes just because contractual terms are in a contract, it doesn't necessarily mean that they cover. The university is, in this instance, against that. You know, I think there was a lot of regulators came out, such as the Competition and Markets Authority and the Office for Students at the time, and said to universities, we don't know if you can rely on these clauses because this is an ongoing event. You know, this isn't going tomorrow to try and get a flight and the storm impacts the flight, you know, when you don't get in your holiday. This is something that lasted for nearly three years.
So give us a sense then of the quantum in respect of the numbers of former students who are going to be taking this action and what they are seeking in terms of compensation.
Well, right now we are seeing, obviously, as you've mentioned already, a precedent in the UK where we are seeing some students have received up to £5,000. Now, we don't know if that is what we are going to be looking for here. We don't know if that's going to be something that is going to be recoverable here. You know, we're very, very early stages. But we do know that our claim is threefold. It's for breach of contract, that the universities, you know, they didn't deliver what initially students signed up for. We think it's a breach of your consumer rights. It's a consumer rights violations against the Consumer Rights Act 2015. And we think it's a claim for damages for loss of educational experience. So I suppose that, you know, we'll just have to wait and see now what's on the table.
The precedent is going to be interesting, Megan, will be at undergraduate level, particularly in the south of the border. Mm-hmm. There aren't huge fees, though there are significant costs. But if you go to postgrad, if this is applicable for MBAs, MSCs, a lot of people spent a lot of money and had to stay at home during that process.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So what's your expectation in relation to the process? When will you know whether or not a court is willing to hear it and what the court will find?
Well, right, what we have done so far is we have issued letters to the two universities in Northern Ireland. So we have issued a letter on behalf of one student to Queen's University Belfast and one again to Ulster. We have to wait now to see what their response will be. We haven't heard anything back yet. But, you know, we'll have to wait then and see whether they're willing to have a conversation with us about whether compensation is an option. And if not, then we'll have to consider issuing in the courts. Unfortunately, this is something that sometimes can take a bit of time. So, again, it is unfortunately just a wait and see process. But we should know in the next few months what this is going to look like, hopefully.
I have little doubt that there will be people who are listening who will think, well, look, the reality is universities are funded largely through the state. They are there as a public service. They are there to contribute to the good of society. And trying to get money squeezed out of them for something that was out of their control, this is ambulance chasing. What's your response?
I definitely don't think it is ambulance chasing. I think that, you know, even as a student myself during COVID, I think that, you know, university is supposed to be some of the best days of people's lives. And that ultimately, you know, wasn't the case for so many people. And I think that this is something that's been in the pipeline for a very, very long time. We're starting to see students getting access to justice now in the UK. And I think that it's only fair that students in Northern Ireland, and I definitely would agree in the south of Ireland as well, should receive the same.
Megan, thank you very much. That is Megan Byrne from Phoenix Law. 53106 if you want to get in touch, or 087-1400-10.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.